Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
You know.
Only you.
Yeah. Thanks, Isaac and Newt Zook.
Okay, on,
we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
So, I love that new opening.
Yeah, I like it when he gets soulful.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
Welcome to the club. This is where we drink massive quantities of alcohol.
I don't have anything in front of me.
Where's and say my, terrible things.
Where's my Michelob Ultra?
That was Chet Holmgren.
Got my Michelob Ultra joints.
Michelob Ultra.
Ah, the kids.
I don't know if I've ever had a Michelob Ultra, and quite frankly, I don't think I'm missing out.
I have, and you are not.
You go to a concert, and that's like one of the three beers they
have. Do you still have those in your fridge, Isaac? Didn't someone leave you with a bunch of those?
Didn't someone leave you with a Michelob Ultra?
Yeah, they were Michelobs.
They still laying around?
No. I didn't drink them, but somebody, I don't know, somewhere along the line, somebody got them. Probably Meatball.
He'll drink anything. Yeah, sometimes the boy comes home.
Eisman
will come home for like a weekend or whatever, and he's always like, Dad, what can I take? And I set stuff aside, and you're like, take that.
Isn't that wild? I mean, I enjoy a drink.
Yeah.
I'm a man of a drink.
Yeah.
But
shocking.
I look in my fridge, and there's Michelob Ultra that somebody brought over because that's what they drink, and they left like four or five of them.
Yeah.
And even though I'm a man of the drink, didn't touch them for a year.
I have. I'll bet you.
Isn't that weird? Like, wouldn't you think that
eventually,
at some point, I'd just grab one and have a beer? I didn't.
I think every drinker has that. So I have a beer. Well, I have like a liquor cabinet, and then I have a beer fridge, right? And I'll bet you, if I go into that beer fridge, I'll bet you I have at least four random alcoholic beverages that I don't know where they came from. I don't know what they are, and have been in there at least a year and will never, ever.
What do you mean you don't know what they are?
I don't know where they came from. They're just there.
But you know what they are?
Not really. Like, I think there's like a Cream City Ale in there for some reason. There's some sort of...
Oh, that? You know what that is?
Huh.
I have one of those, too. That's Greg Glover.
Is that Glover?
From 92.3.
Yeah.
And 94.7.
Yeah.
I think. He gave us those because they're non-alcoholic, because he doesn't drink anymore.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. I have one in my fridge, too.
And it's the same thing. Like, every now and then when I go in there, it's like, I'll go in there and I'll reach for a Rainier, reach for a Banquet or whatever, and I will literally, why don't I just throw it away? And that, by the way, there's like four or five in there that they're just there.
You never know when you might need it.
I guess. And it's the same thing in my liquor cabinet. Because when Eiserman comes home and he's like, Dad, can I take a bottle of something? I'm like, sure. So I'll open up the liquor cabinet. And inevitably, there's one of these. What the hell is this? And I'll look at it and be like, hey, buddy, you want this? And he's like, I'll take it. You're like, great, here. And same thing. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know really like how I got it. It's just there. And if it wasn't for Eiserman taking them, it would sit in the back of my liquor barrel, and it would sit there for like 9 years.
Yeah. I have a bottle of. It's so true. We also have a bunch of liquor up in the above the bar.
Yeah,
and there are bottles in there that I have not touched for probably 10 years. As a matter of fact, it's like you grow out of phase. You know, you go through different drinking phases, of course, but you grow out of something and you look up and you go, "Why the hell did I ever even have that?"
Yeah,
I have a bottle of. Was it Kahlua, I think, up there? Like,
I think Kahlua goes bad, by the way.
Does it?
I think so.
Should I check that?
Well, like, I know, like...
Doesn't it have, like, cream or milk in it?
Because I know, like, Bailey's and stuff, you can't, like, rum chata and stuff.
I should pour that out.
I don't know if Kahlua... I don't know if Kahlua goes bad.
There's also Johnny Walker Black. Like, I never drank Johnny Walker.
That won't go bad.
You got some JW?
Yes.
Yeah, Johnny Walker will keep forever.
But I never drank that. No. Like, why is that up there?
Yeah.
I haven't touched it in years.
I have a bottle of Canadian whiskey that I... It's not Crown Royal. It's something else. And the same thing. I believe it's been in there for the better part of a decade. And I've never drank it. It's open, though, which means at some point, someone brought it over and it was opened, or I opened it, and I don't know. But I literally move it out of the way all the time. And then I look at it, I'm like, eh. I think I even offered it once to Eisenman. He was like, eh. Take something else. Like, no one will drink it. And yet it's there. And I can't bring myself. When's the last time you threw out alcohol where you're like, no one's going to drink this, I'll throw it in the trash?
The only time I'll do that is if we've cracked a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And maybe we went on vacation. We didn't finish it or something. Yeah. And it's been sitting around and it wasn't corked or anything. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's bad. I'm just throwing that out. So that happens.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last. I don't know. It's a
weird
thing.
Champagne's the same way.
And I throw away all kinds of stuff. I'm kind of a. I'm a clearer outer because the BTJ is a hoarder.
Well, you got to make space.
Yeah, yeah. But I
hate it when the fridge has a bunch of stuff we don't use in it.
No, it pisses me off. Yeah, but then I get yelled at, so I have to wait till she like leaves town, and then I throw stuff away, and then she comes home, and then a month later she realizes what I've done.
Or inevitably she says, "Hey, where's that?"
Then I play dumb.
Oh, damn it!
I play dumb. I'm
I
like,
don't know. What did you do with it?
I do. I always pull one of those. I don't know. The kids must have done. That's my go-to. Oh, the kids must have done something with it.
That's what kids are for.
Exactly.
Like, blame them.
And then when the kids are gone, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the dog broke it. Or don't worry about it, honey. Just, hey, have you seen so-and-so? No, I don't know what happened to that.
So the Idaho murderer guy, Brian Koberger, was sentenced today.
Yeah. So he's going to jail forever. But he took the, he pled, so he's not getting the death penalty.
So he gets life in prison, no parole. You know, you knew he would.
Four consecutive life sentences.
Yeah, because he killed four people.
Yeah, he's not getting out.
Now, you said you hadn't seen this, so I'm delighted to be able to read this to you.
Okay.
But let's see if I can pull this up here. On the fan. Okay.
On fan.
The family of one of the victims, they were yelling at him today.
Sure.
Because they get their day in court. I mean, we didn't get any answers as to why he did it or anything. He just sat there.
They call it, like, the victim impact statements. And they do this in every trial where when you get sentencing, the families get to stand up. The famous one, I would think, is the black girl yelling at Jeffrey Dahmer. There's that famous one where she's, you know, screaming at him.
Well, this one of the victim's families told him to sit up when I'm talking to you. That happened today.
Yeah.
But I particularly loved this one. And... this is from Kaylee Goncalves.
Gonsalves is the way they're saying that.
Yeah, see? Goncalves.
Yeah.
Kaylee Gonsalves' mother on behalf of her 18-year-old sister, Aubrey.
Okay.
That seems hard to understand, but...
let's go with
maybe the sister didn't feel comfortable speaking, so she gave the statement to the mom.
Okay, there you go. You may have received A's in high school and college, but a dead killer doesn't kill again. So while I'm disappointed the firing squad won't get to take their shots at you, I'm confident that the men in prison will have their way with you in more ways than one.
Ooh.
You will finally get what you wanted. Physical touch.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Dude, she said that.
Dude, yikes.
In court.
Yeah.
To him.
I can't blame her. Right?
So she said, you got A's in high school. Now you're getting big D's.
Wow.
She said that.
She said that.
How about that?
And the judge didn't say boo about it.
Well, yeah. I don't think he can.
No. I mean, it is the victim statement. I don't think there's any.
No, you say whatever the hell you want.
I mean, I've seen enough of these where, and most of them, it does, you know, it does turn into a yelling and crying and screaming match. But I can't say I've ever... I mean, that's premeditated. That's a clever little bit you've come up with there. You got A's and now you're going to get D's. Wow.
I mean, yeah. Like,
and then the touch. I mean, you sat up at night and you were thinking about that one.
She was. Do you think she was trying to... I mean, it would be sad if it's true. Is she trying to do a little bit? Like, go a little viral with that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it certainly is a bit, but I mean...
Or if that's really what she wanted to say. I mean,
I think that's what she wanted to say. I can't imagine.
Although that came from the 18-year-old, though.
Yeah, so that's probably just a really emotional, like, 18-year-old. Slightly immature 18-year-old way of dealing with that.
Well, on occasion you see, like, where the dad, like, tries to leap across the court. And...
Well, so one of the dads today, basically, he turned the podium to face him and basically said, I'm shaking right now because I want to reach across and grab you. I wish I could take you out in the woods and do what I want.
My our college wrestling coach was Mark Schultz, and his brother was Dave Schultz. And if you remember, they're two of the... They made a movie about him, Foxcatcher, with Channing Tatum and Steve Carell. And the guy that killed them, John DuPont, of the DuPont... the guy went loony and shot Mark Schultz, who's one of the great American wrestlers of all time, in the head.
Wild story.
Wild story. Look it up. And Mark was our wrestling coach at BYU and is one of the more terrifying human beings I'd ever met in my entire life. He fought like in the two UFCs, and then BYU told him he couldn't do it anymore. He just legitimately, I think, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and just is that guy. And Mark was talking to a class that I was in, some sort of sports, you know, whatever, management, coaching, blah, blah, blah. And someone had the nerve to ask him about DuPont, and we all got real quiet. We're like, ugh.
Oh, boy.
And Mark said that Mark went to all of his parole hearings, because I think DuPont was found not guilty by insanity, right?
Like, not competent.
Not competent. Yeah. And so, like, he would have, like, hearings. And Mark said that he would go to every one of those hearings. And we were like, oh. And then Mark said, I lobby for him to get let out. And we were like, and Mark said that he wanted him out of prison so that he could kill him. And we were like, and then Mark said, like, basically, if you're wondering, because he shot his brother, he said, I'm not going to take the coward's way out and shoot him. He said, I'm going to kill him with my bare hands. And to, like, a bunch of, like, 19-year-old college kids, to see someone say that and mean it and also be one of the scariest people, I will never forget that moment in my entire life. And I was like, oh, and that's that sort of, you know, one of those dads, like, you'll never get that opportunity. But I bet you if that dad could, in that moment, he would trade his life to kill Coburn.
He sounded like it today.
Yeah. Man, pretty wild.
From A's to taking big, boy, we've moved into a world where now, no matter what, you got to do bits.
God.
So do you think the rest of them that were just making their impact statement were like, I didn't have anything written down?
The other ones were also really good. I read a bunch of them, and even what the judge had to say to him was great. He basically applauded the families for, he's like, you said everything I could have. I don't want to waste any more time on you. You need to be gone from society.
It is kind of crappy, though, that this piece of, you know, I get why you don't go to trial and all that, but it does kind of suck that we're going to have to spend all this money protecting this piece of crap for the next, because he's young.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is he?
He's like 28 or something.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Dude, he's going to be in prison for like the next 60 some odd years.
Why doesn't he just want to, like, why do you want to go, like, why don't you want to die?
Well, I think the idea is,
you know what I'm saying?
You're a coward. And by the way, that lady is right. Unless they put him in solitary protective custody, someone's going to get a broomstick and do something with him. And I think we can all agree that if that happens, collectively, we're all going to go, oh, no, not that. That's terrible. Oh.
Well, it was like the Dahmer one. Yeah,
yeah, right? Like, yeah.
I don't know. I often wonder how often that happens in prison. I mean, I know that it happens with, like...
pedophiles.
Yeah, the super creepo guys.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
I think with most people like this that are high profile, I think they try to keep them segregated,
well,
but...
I know, but, I mean...
Yeah. Dahmer, they, you know...
There's supposed
Epstein
to be a degree of protection, but then that slips.
Dude,
we see it all the time.
If they hate you, they'll just... It's like, I've seen the movies.
Yeah.
They'll look the other way.
They should.
Leave a door unlocked.
Yeah, why not?
You know, you get what's coming to you.
Yes.
But I've often wondered... No, I'm talking about, like, you know, the rock band part. You know, like...
Yeah.
I've often wondered how often that is actually a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Amongst inmates. You know, I think a lot of times it can be the staff.
Yeah. Oh.
You know.
Yes.
I think that's more likely than it just being a prison shower situation.
I watched there's a series on YouTube. I've talked about it, but there's a guy that, and he did time, what's the Oregon State Penitentiary?
It's called the Oregon State Penitentiary.
Where is that?
Salem?
Anyway.
Salem?
I
think it's in Salem.
Is it?
So I don't know.
The one that he was in was not in Salem. So maybe there's a couple of them, but he basically has a YouTube. He was like a biker, and he has a YouTube channel where he talks to other convicts, and it's really interesting because they talk about all like the race gangs and kind of what it's like, and you know, long termers versus short termers, and like a lot of it, obviously for like the movies and stuff. According to this guy, it's certainly sensationalized. But it certainly sounds like there is justice, and it's its own little world in the prison system. And if you are not willing to abide by those rules, or you've done something to run afoul of that community, you will get got. Unless you are
beat up, yeah, I get that.
The rape thing is real,
but like yeah.
you become someone's property. Yeah.
So the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility is in Wilsonville.
Okay.
These are state prisons. You have the Columbia River Correctional Facility in Portland, Deer Ridge, Madras, East Oregon in Pendleton.
That's the, I think,
Eastern
that's,
Oregon.
I think that's the one where this guy served a bunch of years.
Oregon State Pen is in Salem.
In Salem.
Then you have the Correctional Institute, also in Salem. You have Mill Creek. That was closed. Baker City, Ontario, Umatilla, Lakeview and Tillamook. And North Bend.
This guy was like telling things like he went into a cell with a guy and the guy told him, you sit down when you pee. And he thought it was a emasculating thing, right? And he was about ready to tell the guy, you know, to go blank yourself. He goes, I'm not going to be your bitch in the cell. And the guy told him, this has nothing to do with sex. He was a lifer. The guy whose cell he was sharing, he goes, you're going to be out of here in 9 months. This is my life. And every time you pee, it's going to spray all over my home that I will never leave. Therefore, you sit down when you pee. And there was like weird stuff like that they talked about when he went to prison. He had to learn. There's all these weird little things. Like when you're a lifer, you get to have more of a say than someone that's a short timer.
Unwritten rules, codes, things like that.
But the idea of if like the idea of the racial gangs and like the that is 100% real, according to this guy, that it is you better pair up with someone, and if you don't pair up with a group of people, then you're on your own, and those are the people that end up what you're talking about. Someone ends up taking an advantage of you because they can.
All right, up next, the woman we all want to hear from. We may hear from her when we return on The Fan. So, the one woman we all want to hear from, boy, do we ever, is Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the Jeffrey Epstein confidant.
Who will be getting a pardon in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, she is set to meet, so she's in prison. You know, she took the fall. Well, I guess Epstein went to prison, too.
I don't know why she's in prison. The whole thing was fake and made up by Obama. So why is she in prison? No one was trafficked.
Yeah, 20 years for sex trafficking for a hoax made up by Obama.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. What's she doing there, then?
Well, if there's no victims and there was no clients, then how can there be...
Her sentence is a hoax, I guess.
Apparently. Epstein killed himself.
Well, she's going to try to cut a deal. So she's, I don't know where she's in prison, but wherever she is, the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is going to go meet with her. And she's going to try to cut a deal, and she's going to possibly speak to Congress.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Under oath.
Again, I'll believe it when I see it. And if she does, something tells me there's going to be a lot of Democrats named if she wants that part. And by the way, I'm sure there's a ton.
People saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
There's a ton of Democrats on that list, but something tells me certain people are going to be left out if she ever wants to get out of prison. I don't know who those people are, but something tells me if she doesn't want to get Epstein'd, or if she ever wants to see the light of day, there's going to be some names that she shuts up about.
Well, she knows everything.
You would think.
Yeah.
I would assume.
I mean, she had a front row seat to everything.
Yes.
And I think I watched a documentary.
By everything, you mean nothing, because the whole thing was made up. Don't you know that?
Well, I watched a doc on it once, and she was like, she deserves to be behind bars. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
She was basically the groomer, right? I mean, she was.
She brought them to, she brought the girl, she would groom the girls and bring them to Epstein. Yeah,
isn't it crazy that everyone from Clinton to Trump to Prince, like everyone knows there's like a million pieces of circumstantial evidence all pointing that way. And yet we're like, well, it's tough to know. It's to say. It's to say. Bill Gates. It's like the most powerful people in the world. So we're like, I don't know.
Well, we can't agree on anything.
No, we can't.
It's the right and the left. But I tell you what, one thing we should be able to agree on, or at least they should be able to agree on, is that nobody wants this out there.
No.
Neither side.
Yes.
They should be able to agree at least on that one thing.
And I'm the other way. I want it out.
I do too.
I don't give two S's who's on the list.
No, I'm the same. I think everybody's like that. We want to see it.
Yes.
We need to see it. But at the same time, I think all the powerful people on both sides, if there's one thing that can bring them together, it's that they don't want this crap out.
There's a lot of rich people right now with a lot of pucker factor being like, oh, which is why I don't believe it'll ever come out. Because when's the last time that a big, powerful person went down like this? It doesn't happen. You can buy your way out. Again, you're talking about former presidents, current presidents, the royal family. And by the way, the royal family guy basically, I mean, that is a done deal. They even basically admitted it. They're like, dude, just go over there and sit down. You know, we know Bill Gates was on that thing multiple times. These are the most powerful people on the planet. And we all know it. And yet nothing's going to happen. Nothing has happened. She's the only one that went to prison.
Well, she's also the only one that can really, that really has an incentive to shed light on anything.
Well, there was one guy, and we know what happened to him.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the feds.
There's magically 3 minutes missing.
Well, the feds aren't going to release anything.
No,
so really, the only way
to
get any information on this.
And yet, reportedly, the head of the FBI is leaking all this stuff to the media.
All I know is this.
The only way to get any information on this is get her version of events.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And then it's just whatever she says. And, you know, again, if she's cutting a deal with someone. But you're telling me that if you were the most powerful person on the planet and your name appeared in something and it's been in there for years and it hasn't come out, you're telling me you're just going to be like, all right, let it go. Dude, you've got the whiteout and everything else. And that ain't ever.
Okay, so I'll give you three scenarios.
Yeah.
One. No deal is cut.
Sure.
Two, she cuts a deal and mysteriously dies.
Yeah, which would be phenomenal if that ends up being the Putin. She fell out a window in prison.
Darn it. She was supposed to be here tomorrow, but she's dead.
Ah,
I guess we can't talk to her.
Sorry.
Or the third option would be they cut a deal with her, but they get to her and she says nothing or says things that, I mean, she can't lie under oath.
But she can omit things. She can not say certain stuff.
Oh, she can lie under oath.
Well, she can, but I'm just saying, like,
she knows it's getting her out of prison.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, the third option is they get to her and basically
shut her up.
Coach her.
Yeah. I'm guessing that will be.
Which of the three?
I'm guessing that will be.
That's the one. She will cut a deal. She will implicate people. It will not be the big bomb that it should be because they will trade her freedom for her only giving some of the
information. Yes, this will. It's gone too far. Eventually, this is not going to quietly go away. They've tried it a million times. It's not going away. And she will speak. And if she's smart and wants her freedom, she will get trained on exactly what to say, how to say it, who to point the finger at, and then she will walk free. Because she ain't. Dude, this girl sex trafficked 12 and 13, 14-year-old girls. You think she cares about the truth? Or you think she cares about not spending the rest of her life in
prison?
She
wants to be free. I'll tell you this, dude. I might go with option two. She might wind up dead.
I just think...
And I'm not kidding.
I think at this point, I don't think you can.
There's so much scrutiny because of the Epstein stuff.
I think if she ended up dead, it would be the... There's no way it could go away. So I don't. I think the one thing is this has become so big. She is safe. They can't kill her.
You heard it here first.
What if she gives up some information for her pardon and then she disappears before she can complete her testimony?
Yeah.
Like they let her free.
Yeah.
She's talking and then all of a sudden, oops, we didn't get all that we needed out of her and now we don't know where she is.
And I'm gone.
That's a good one too. Yeah. Or five, Epstein's still alive.
That's right.
He pops into the courtroom during your testimony.
Ah! He comes down from the rafters. It's like, bitches, I'm here! Ah! It's just like, how many ways can you... like, dude, you were like best buddies with the guy. I mean, it's...
Weren't they lovers?
Well, there's a million different pieces. By the way, Bill Clinton, you too, buddy. We know the both of you were. How about
Oh, you're talking about Trump.
Yeah, how about we just take Bill and Donald and both, it's like each one gets to be the sacrificial lamb and just be like, yeah. So we get one, we get a Democratic president, we get a Republican president, and we get Prince Andrew, and then we'll do one billionaire, we throw Bill Gates, and we're just like, cool, all of you go. You're like, ha!
So I guess Pam Bondi, the attorney general,
yeah,
told Trump that he was in the files?
Yes.
Twice?
Yes.
Wow.
And he's played dumb about that when he's been asked as recently as a week ago. After he was told, he said, no, I haven't heard anything about that. No, I don't think so.
And then stunningly, they're like, yeah, there's no files.
I just don't. I do not believe that anything will come of this because nothing ever comes of it.
It's just so blatant.
We are living in a day and age where no one is held accountable for anything. It won't happen.
Brian Koberg is getting held accountable.
That is true. But he's also not really powerful and rich. Especially when it gets to this level. I mean, you have the elite of the elite. We're on this. And it's not going to happen. I will be shocked if there are real consequences from this. Because how many years has this been out now and there's been no consequences? None. So now we're doing this whole big round again and we're going to yell and scream about it and then... They'll stall, delay, and just keep pushing this out, push it down the road. It's like the Blazers getting a free agent. They keep telling you they're going to do it. They just keep shoving it down. You know what? It'll happen next offseason. Ah, don't worry. The rebuild will start. It'll be fine. Just keep shoving it. And eventually, they just wear you down.
You know, you raise a good question. Like, who is the last super rich, powerful person to really face consequences? I mean, you have Epstein. That's one. He went to prison and has been in prison the whole time. Like, he's going to die in prison.
Would you consider that crypto bro, that Sam Bankman-Fried who went away for his huge... I mean, he was the one who lost all those athletes their money and whatever.
How long's he in? Is he...
I don't know how long he's there for. I know he's still there, and I think he's going to be for a while.
Well, who was the... Madoff. He got what...
Oh, yeah.
He got what was coming
in. He got what was coming
So it does happen.
Yeah, but thing is, like, when he went down, he didn't have any money left. Like, that was a Ponzi scheme that had run out. Same thing with that. Those guys weren't necessarily rich. They were just fraudsters.
Yeah, you can't be a fraudster.
Well, I mean, eventually that gig kind of, like, you just run out. Like, but I'm talking about someone that really has influence and authority. I'm talking about a world leader. I'm talking about a real... full-on billionaires.
But what if they're also a fraudster?
You can buy your way out of it. Yeah, someone said Martha Stewart. Dude, she did like 6 months in prison.
And that was insider trading.
Yeah, and she was fine.
We all do that. Wait. Yeah.
You know, you get to a point where you're bigger than McCracken. You're above the law. And it's true.
I have really big MRI news.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Dude. Did see this. Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, my man ignored some signs.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's next year's buck.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, I've only had one MRI in my life. I'm sure you've had many.
You've had one MRI?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was just recently.
I've had a few
for my shoulder. You've had a few?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Yeah.
I'm willing to guess.
I've never been in there.
I'm going to say MRIs, I'm going to go 20 to 25.
It's kind of a weird thing, you know, you get in the little tube and...
They got some open ones now if you can find the right... find the right ones. But yeah, for the most part, you go in the tube. Once or twice, I've been sent to one, and then I've had to reschedule because I don't fit in
too
the
big.
Tube.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, because there's some of the older ones are really small, and so they're like, nope. Like, you gotta head over to this place over here. They've got a bigger one or an open one.
My initial observation of my first ever foray into the MRI was, how has this technology not come along further? You know?
Oh.
I mean, it's cool technology, but it's like, you gotta go, it's like a weird deal. You gotta go in this big tube, and there's these and you gotta sit in there for like 45 minutes. It's weird.
And it can kill people, apparently.
Dude.
Well, they do tell you. Like, one of the first things you do when you go in there is...
There are warnings.
There is about 8 million signs that say, no metal. Because if you don't know, the M in MRA is magnetic.
I think it's an MRI.
Yeah, and what did I say?
You said MRA.
MRA.
I don't know why.
No, MRI.
You got the rifle association on your mind.
America!
That would be the NRA.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, don't tread on me. I will not be treadeth upon, Rob. If I want to take my 45 into a medical office, damn it, I can. Yeah, there's like 8 million signs, and the technician asks you like 7 different times, do you have anything metal on you? Like, do you have any metal in you? It is that is about as clear as can be.
So there was a man in Long Island, and boy, I gotta tell you, here's nothing I didn't know about MRIs. They have these like, do you see this place he went?
Oh, yeah.
Called Open MRI?
Yes.
516 Open MRI. Like, dude, that looks... I didn't know they had, like, fly-by-night MRI operations.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty shady. It's called Open MRI, and you call 516 Open MRI, and you just go in, and they throw you in the tube. It's like, I think I'll go to the hospital.
Well, a lot of times, like, the hospital, you don't go to the hospital. You do go to, like, Rebound has them.
No, I know.
The last couple that I've been to.
I'm just saying, it doesn't look sanctioned. It looks like something you'd find in, you know, like the Philippines or something.
Sure.
That's a little shady. At any rate, this guy, Keith McAllister, 61-year-old man, he went there, Long Island, and he was killed by the MRI machine.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was in there. Apparently, he goes there to, she gets routine knee scans in there. And when she's getting her knees scanned, he always goes in to help her up out of the machine. Well, he goes in there with a giant 20-pound chain necklace a padlock around his neck.
Can I ask the question, who on God's green earth is wearing a 20-pound chain around their neck?
Well, apparently Mr. McAllister.
Come on, Kevin.
He said that it was part of his weight training.
What? So you know what he's saying? I when I was reading this, I'm thinking he's like iced out, like a nice shiny chain. This sounds like he's one of those dudes at the gym that puts like a chain link around his belt or around his shoulders when he's doing dips or pull-ups, like for weight training.
This guy's
let me just say something here.
This guy's a moron.
Well, rest in peace, Keith.
Yeah.
But what I think they're doing is teeing up a lawsuit.
Yes.
Because what she is saying, the mom is saying, is that he had already talked about the necklace with the technician many times before. He had worn it in there before, not into the MRI machine room, but you know, he had it on. So she's kind of teeing it up as, boy, this is really on them. You know, and we're going to sue them.
She also claimed they didn't tell him.
No.
That he shouldn't have that. Like, no one warned him.
Like, she's saying all the right things to tee up a lawsuit, basically.
Yeah.
And then I think with the necklace, they're saying, well, it's part of a weight training. He's kind of they're kind of insinuating that he had to be wearing it, which is stupid.
Yeah. I had to be wearing a 20-pound.
Or he had a good reason for having a 20-pound chain on.
It's not just a
moron.
It wasn't just a careless saunter in with my ice, you know.
Yeah, you were wearing a 20-pound dog chain with a padlock on it because you thought it made you look badass. You wore it into a room that probably had 19 different signs that told you no metal, and you thought it was a good idea to wear a 20-pound chain. It snapped his neck.
Yeah. They said he had multiple heart attacks.
Yeah.
So what it did was the chain instantly got sucked. It's turned him around and then sucked him straight into the machine.
Yep.
And apparently he had multiple heart attacks and died shortly thereafter.
And while I do think it's terrible that someone died, this is, you know me, this is the same sort of thing when someone ignores 17 different like warning lights and then gets hit by the MAX train. Sorry, man, that's on you. Well, I couldn't hear the bells because my headphones were on, and I couldn't see the barrier going down because my hood was up. Cool. On you. Sometimes Darwinism takes over, and while I feel bad for your family, I'm not giving you a dime because you're the dumbass that wore a 20-pound chain into an MRI.
I just think this only happens at a place like open MRI.
It does feel like a hospital would have too many like safeguards, yes, and barriers.
Well, you're not allowed to go in there.
Right.
Are you? I mean, I think you have to, like, he's not even getting an MRI. They wouldn't let him near that
thing.
It
seems like hospitals would have a much tighter protocol.
I've never had anyone go into an MRI with me, but I've also never been an elderly woman. But
I think that door even locks. The technician's not even in there. Dude, come on.
This is just...
And you've heard stories of, like, people who had forgotten jewelry was in, like, having, like, belly button rings, yeah, and, like, and, yeah, earrings and nipple rings, like, ripped out by the machine.
Yep.
But you got the chain around your neck, and it's not coming through your neck.
No. I just... I don't know. I can't. I don't have any sympathy. I really don't. And I don't think this is a tragic accident. I think this is you being a moron. Now, I'm open to the idea that I'm wrong, and you mentioned the open MRI place. Maybe this is
well,
the shadiest...
Well, he's still a moron.
Yes, but you're right. Maybe this is the shadiest place on Earth, but...
I just don't imagine that they have a ton of protocols at open MRI.
Yeah.
Compared to what they do at the hospitals and real clinics.
No, well, they'll be paying for that shortly.
They probably don't have any money.
I wonder... I gotta look.
No, I mean, they'll be paying in the lawsuit for not having those safeguards.
Well, I understand, but she's gonna try to get all their money. Open MRI probably doesn't have any money.
This is why I'm a little questioning. I know that the open MRI may sound like a fly by night sort of thing.
Well, it looks like it.
Well, the cost of one MRI machine, one, is over $1 million. A used one goes for about $700,000. So while it may be, I don't think you can really have super sketchy fly-by-night operations with a couple $1 million worth of machines in there. And I also don't believe that someone watched this moron walk in with a 20-pound chain around his neck and no one bothered to be like, hey, dude, it's a magnetic machine. You can't... I mean, I've had so many MRIs. Some of them have been in hospitals. Some of them have been in clinics. My last couple have been at Rebound. I mean, I have had so many of these. And I don't recall a single one where I was not asked or saw at least 5 different times, do you have any metal on you? There's a little piece of paper you have to sign. Do you have any metal on you? I don't buy it. I think this is a case of don't tell me what to do.
So they're saying, this is according to the daughter.
Yeah.
The MRI technician left the room during the procedure to get McAllister to assist his wife, but failed to warn him about the danger of wearing metal near the machine. So, in other words, see, I don't buy that.
And a guy who's been there all the time to help out because he helps get the person out of the machine doesn't know that?
No. Well, it's...
It'd be one thing if it was his first time there. It wasn't. We've
and by
said
the way,
that he's
you,
been
no
done a bunch
stays
times.
In the room.
Exactly.
With you.
That's what I'm saying. Like the technician is not even in the room.
No.
So that's a lie right there.
Yeah. Yeah. There is not a technician in the room when you.
They're on the other side of the glass.
They get you all set up in there, and then they walk in, and there's a little voice that talks to you, and they say, "Hey, are you going to be okay?" And they talk to you throughout the procedure. Hey, you all right? You comfortable? Whatever. A few more minutes. All right. Here, there, and they slide you in. No one comes into the room with you. So the fact that he just wandered in there with his cool 20-pound chain.
She's also saying that, what, dude, the technician is not going to go get you to come help him.
No.
It doesn't work that way. No. They don't let you do, I mean. No.
This dude wandered into a room that he wasn't supposed to be in.
Well, the minute they realize there's a problem, they're trying to stop the issue. They're not going to go, like, to another party to help have them help. Right. It's just not.
Hey, could you help me out here with that big old chain on?
We're trying to turn the machine off.
This is a case of they're just trying to get money because...
Dude, that is a wild story.
And I get why. I mean, this guy's dead, and so you're like, hey, someone needs to compensate us for us, but sometimes you're dead because you're a dumbass.
I won't be wearing my 20-pound chain around anymore.
Is there any place worse to wear a 20-pound metal chain than an MRI... than in an MRI room?
No. No, there is not. There is not.
Swimming in an ocean with your wrists and ankles tied? I don't know.
I mean, he wore that in the worst place possible.
Yeah. Like, what?
The one place.
Yeah, that is
that is going to kill him.
Of all the places, maybe a metal scrapyard with that, like, that big crane, the big magnetic crane, maybe that?
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not certain that there is a worse place to wear a 20-pound chain. And someone's saying, lots of radiation, Suk, do you glow at night? MRIs don't use radiation. They use magnets, so...
Doing great.
just FYI on that one.
We wrap up tonight's radio broadcast next on The Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm currently looking at the reviews for Open MRI in Westbury, New York.
What do we got?
I've got rude and careless employees, especially the woman at the register.
There you go. There's a register.
She had red paint, hair, and problems like being rude and kind of racist.
Oh
but
my God.
The MRI man was very polite and helpful. 2 months ago, 5 stars. Good experience. They were on time. MRI tech was a fun guy. Yeah. Parking was confusing at first. I use the street a lot, which is directly above, for best parking experience.
How about that? The MRI tech had bits.
Yeah.
Doing bits in there. Jokes.
We got 1 star. Really rude. Staff. Unprofessional. Will not ever suggest anyone to go there because they make their money by doing... they make their money by doing any more they want. Not certain that I can really trust a 1-star review that ends with, they make their money by doing any more they want. That's tough.
Dude, I trust it.
Yeah,
I guarantee you this place is shady. There's a register, dude.
This just like a few days ago. Don't wear a 20-pound metal chain there. Other than that, you'll be straight. 5 stars. Whoops. Now they're getting trolled. I think I shall wear my totally necessary 20-pound iron chain with a padlock on it to this fine institution. Hope I don't get a surprise.
Look, the man died, okay?
Yeah. 3 stars. Well, I didn't die after getting sucked into an MRI, so I guess that's a win for me. Didn't really care for the staff, though. Yeah. You should probably, if you're open MRI here in Westbury, you should probably just take down the... Can you turn off the Google reviews?
I don't know.
Better hope so.
Blaming this company instead of 2 60-year-olds who can't read signs saying no metal or remember the information given to them via cell phone calls the night before or many of the signs that are up. Yeah, they're just, you know, there's a lot of that happening. The Google reviews has turned into a blame the people or blame the institute.
Tell you what, one place I will never go, Open MRI on Long Island.
It is right next door to a 99-cent store.
I thought you were going to say you were going to check out the Chili's nearby.
Suk would.
I know.
Hey, dude. I don't want to hear any... Like, you telling me if a Chili's wasn't around the corner right now, you wouldn't be head over for some chicken fingies?
If I had to wait 35 minutes for my MRI, yeah.
Did you
go have a marg?
Chicken fingies?
Chicken fingies.
No, I'm not going to Chili's for chicken fingies.
Oh, it's so good. I want some of that. I want some of that chili dip. Some of that chili con queso.
I like those Southwest egg rolls. Those
you're
are solid.
Damn right.
With their avocado ranch.
Dude, when you're drunk at like 2 a.m. in Mexico City and you see a Chili's open, you'd go.
Something tells me Chili's is too upscale for the corner Open MRI is on.
Well, I'm looking here.
Happy hour?
You got a 99-cent store. Looks like there's a bargain furniture.
Is there a Big Lots? Maybe a Big Lots?
There's a U-Haul place.
There you go. A Goodwill?
Yeah, you know. Doesn't seem so bad. I do see where the parking could get confusing. Could get confusing. It's discount MRI. What do you want?
Well, it's hard to move that $1 million machine anywhere else. So
that's true.
They're not going anywhere.
They'll be fine.
Everybody have a great night. Okay, we are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, on 105.1 The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of space.